This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump opened his impeachment defense Friday by strenuously denying he played any role in inciting a deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Trump's lawyers say he played no role in inciting last month's Capitol riot, that his call for supporters to fight like hell at a rally before the insurrection was standard political rhetoric.
They're fighting, but I'm fighting. We're both fighting.
We will fight back. We're not going to just take this lying down.
I'm just going to keep the fight up.
In airing a video montage, Michael Vanderveen says Democratic senators and impeachment prosecutors alike have used the same language.
No human being seriously believes that the use of such metaphorical terminology is incitement to political violence.
He says Trump encouraged peaceful protest of the election results, and a violent few hijacked the event before attacking the Capitol. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Joe Biden met with a bipartisan group of governors and mayors at the White House as part of his push to give financial relief from the coronavirus pandemic to state and local governments. The president said he wants to help local governments and to get ideas from those who have been dealing with the pandemic up close.
Equally consequential is the need to help the states economically in terms of everything from unemployment to being able to make sure that they're able to get kids back in schools.
As part of a $1.9 trillion relief package, Biden wants to send $350 billion to state and local governments and tribal governments. The president's plan has some Republican support among governors and mayors. Republican governors Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas and Larry Hogan of Maryland attended Friday's meeting, along with Democratic counterparts.